Happy Halloween and welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome, friends. Welcome, listeners. My name is Chris Guillebeau. I'm here with another episode that is all about future-proofing your side hustle. This is great. I love this concept, future-proofing your side hustle, future-proofing your life to be what you want it to be. What kind of life do you want to have 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now? What do you need to do to create that life? And to get really practical, let's look at a specific project. How do you future-proof a project? The rules of SEO are not set in stone. Search engine optimization, they tend to evolve with technology, from mobile browsing to AI algorithms, voice search, all kinds of stuff. So if you've got a travel blog, like our listener today, he's in Mexico City, he's got a travel blog, he wants to future-proof his business, let's explore how to do this. How can you adapt your SEO strategy for the future on this special day? I guess you want to do it on any day, just so happens to be Halloween. How can I future-proof my travel blog? Let's talk about it. Detailed question coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Miguel from Mexico City, and I've been enjoying your show and books. My travel blog has really heavy on SEO and affiliate marketing, and consistently seeing high rankings on Google, especially for long-form travel guides. But here's my question. With the rise of AI and voice search, how can I future-proof my SEO strategy? I want to make sure I remain relevant even as things change.
Miguel, it's good to think about future-proofing. I love that phrase, as mentioned. But I think you've also built a good business. Focusing on these long-form travel guides and dedicating some time to SEO, you are definitely on the right track. But in terms of the future-proofing, well, you just want to keep learning. That's part of it. Keep learning, you know, following trends and such. I'm not usually a big fan of trends, but when it comes to SEO, that is important because things do change quite a bit, every 3 to 6 months at least. I mean, I'm sure there's some micro changes that occur every week or so. So maybe some SEO expert might write in to correct me, but I think the big changes, the big shifts are more like, you know, a few times a year. So you want to pay attention to that. Definitely think about voice search optimization. That's increasingly important. Voice searches are conversational and question-based. So you integrate those into your content and descriptions. You see a lot of posts these days that are kind of answering a question, or the post title itself is a question. That is done on purpose, deliberate, intentionally, et cetera. And then local SEO is also really important with voice search. People are often like searching for something near me. So if you're doing a travel blog, that could actually be relevant depending on the destination, depending on what kind of travel blog and such. Mostly, I think it's so important to keep user experience in mind. Don't think too much about AI, or at least don't build your whole business around AI. You know, think about real users, think about humanity, think about how to keep those people engaged for long periods of time. That's what's most important. Miguel, everybody else, I'm wishing you well, cheering you on. If you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episode every day. I'm excited to go into November. We've got a bunch of fun stuff I've been working on for a while. Can't wait to share it with you. So be sure you subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.